Pennsylvania's overdue budget still has yet to be signed by Governor Tom Corbett, but the large stumbling block seemed to have been moved out of the way. Earlier this week, the Republican-controlled State House voted to allow Philadelphia to raise taxes on cigarettes by $2 a pack. That's revenue Philadelphia has long been calling for to fund the city's badly underfunded public schools. Meanwhile, movement on pension reform, a special interest of the governor's and some lawmakers, seems to have been pushed off until the fall. Joining me to discuss the moving parts of the Pennsylvania budget is WHYY's senior reporter Dave Davies. Dave, lawmakers who've been reluctant to let Philadelphia institute the cigarette tax have been looking for city representatives to support pension reform in return. In the end, that was not the tit-for-tat they came up with, right?
No, that's right. This was a come-behind win for Philadelphia. It's amazing to many that they did get this desperately needed cigarette tax revenue. And in the end, it was not the pension bill that, as you note, that Governor was so anxious for. Some other things happened. There was a change which will make it a little easier for charter school operators to perhaps get approved in Philadelphia. We'll see how that plays. And the pension bill that the governor wanted to get done will not be approved at this point, but it's sort of teed up for potential passage in the fall. In the end, a deal was done, which incidentally involves some Republican legislators. John Taylor from Philadelphia, Bill Adolph from Delaware County, Gene DiGirolamo from Bucks County. It took those Republicans working hard to get this done.
Dave, this isn't the first time Philadelphia has looked for new revenue streams to fund schools. In fact, this is the fifth straight year the city's raised some tax to get more school funding. What are the consequences of these tax hikes?
Well, we'll see. I mean, I think it is a real concern, Shai. You know, we've had three straight years of property tax increases, and then there was a 1% sales tax, which was temporarily added to the city. That will now be permanent, which means we'll have a one-third higher sales tax in the city than in our neighboring suburban counties, and now we'll have this $2 a pack cigarette tax in the city. And I do think that there is some concern that this might affect the way retail firms locate in the future. Nobody's talking about that a lot. I don't know of any studies. But the fact is that someone who lives in Montgomery County is going to pay a 6% sales tax. Someone who lives in Philadelphia is going to pay 8%. And retailers may think about that when they figure out where they're going to locate new stores.
Dave, until recently, the city had a long history of cutting the wage tax to promote growth. Are those days long gone now?
No, the days aren't gone, Shai. You know, this goes back to the 1990s when Ed Rendell was mayor. The city was doing financially well, and there was a belief that they had to do something about this long accumulated burden of wage and business taxes, which made the city uncompetitive. So starting in the mid-90s, they began reducing those taxes a little each year. That stopped when the recession hit. It has just resumed under the Nutter administration, starting this year and going forward, modest reductions in wage and business taxes every year. I have to say, I think while that's happening, we've added a considerable tax burden to fund the schools in both property and sales taxes. And in the end, I'm not sure that it's clear whether the efforts to improve the city's competitive position with the wage and business tax cuts will be more powerful than the tax increases we've seen.
Well, with respect to funding for those schools, while school advocates are cheering this action by the legislature as a victory, this doesn't even close the school funding gap for next year, right?
Right. I mean, we've now increased taxes on ourselves five times, and we're still $40 million short of what we would need to open the schools this fall with an educational product that most people think is inadequate. So we're a long way from out of this.
And on top of all of this, we still don't have a state budget signed by the governor. What's the consequence of that?
Probably not much if something happens soon. He has until next Wednesday to sign the budget, or he can decide not to sign it and let it become law without his signature. If he were to veto it, and this were to drag on at some point, some services would be affected, but I think it would take several weeks for that to happen. At this point, it's mostly a PR problem, if anything.
Okay, Dave, thanks for the update.
Good to be with you.
WHYY senior reporter Dave Davies joining me on Newsworks Tonight.